Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Two of the most iconic brands in sports. And if Major League Baseball is stupid, they'll change the names.
And we talk expansion primarily when it comes to college football. Do we want to see even more games? And how much more devaluing of the regular season, including the opener, do we want to get?
The Buckeyes shouldn't have to bother with the Big Ten championship. It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone, London, Super Bowl, yes or no?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Do you believe that when we build the stadium, not if, when, we should get a Super Bowl?
Yes, I think we should have, but clearly they didn't get those guarantees, and if they would have gotten those guarantees, we'd already know about it.
True. I think it's only a matter of time. I think that the Super Bowl is an inherently American event, but I think it's only a matter of time before. The reason is because apparently the ambassador to the United States, the English ambassador, was on C-SPAN and talked about a London Super Bowl and how they're pushing to get one there.
You said an American event. I would say it's an American TV event. I don't know that the actual atmosphere of the game, which anybody I've ever talked to that's been to a Super Bowl, nobody other than the people that have gone there to root on their team and seen their team win. Okay, that's a different story. But the level, and this has been going on for 20 years at least, the corporatization of the event as a whole, and I've been to one Super Bowl week. And that was in Miami, and that...
We were working together at the time, right?
Yeah. Okay. And that had me thinking, never again. Never do I want to be in... Now, maybe if the Browns are there, maybe that changes. We've gotten into those discussions. Would you rather be at the Super Bowl, where it is, with a bunch of Browns fans, or at home with a bunch of Browns fans? But I know one thing is for sure, like, it was not as much fun as... And that was when I was single. So you'd think, my God, Lima, single. By the way, on VIP lists. I had VIP access to a few events at the Super Bowl in Miami, and it sucked. It would not recommend. Waste of everything. Waste of money. Ubers were insanity.
I thought VIP means you don't have to pay. You still have to pay?
There's just so much going on that, yeah, the events I got in free.
Okay.
But everything else surrounding it, trying to get reservations at restaurants, like good luck, it was not good. It's just too many people, way too congested. And even VIP doesn't mean VIP at the Super Bowl. There's like levels of VIP. So unless you're a multi-millionaire, I do not think you're going to have a great time at the Super Bowl.
I think I agree. I'm not a fan of... I've told you this, and I don't think you would like hearing this because I know you've wanted to go to a Super Bowl for some time. I have not, as a show, I'm not overblown with the pomp and circumstance of the Super Bowl, but I've never experienced my team, and I know that you have experienced a Super Bowl, at least the atmosphere of the outside. I haven't. And so it's almost where I don't know what I'm missing. Like, how can I say great things about Vegas? I've never been to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I've only heard, and by the way, the only things I'm hearing about Vegas anymore are negative things.
Over the last 2 years, yeah.
Travel agents about how Vegas has lost its way and how people are, you know, they're charging for everything now. Apparently, they're charging for you to even use your refrigerator.
Okay, I saw
ways.
That.
I don't know if that's true.
That was not where we last went to Vegas, but I did see that on the internet, and that is just crazy to
well,
me.
Well, again, I didn't even know if that was true, but these are things there, and I think that people are doing things differently now. But I also think a place like Vegas is reliant now on WrestleMania, Super Bowl, big event, thing like mm-hmm. that, because they're still going to draw you in one way or another.
But Vegas is not the attraction like it used to be.
It is
just Vegas.
Because if you wanted to go gambling, if you really wanted to go gambling, I could go downtown Cleveland. I could go to downtown Detroit. I can go to downtown Columbus.
Yeah, think about it.
I can go to Mahoning Valley. I can go to Austintown.
Think about how Atlantic City's already died. I mean, outside of the Borgata and the resort that they have there, like Atlantic City is dead. It always was Vegas and Atlantic City
and
when
I was young. I don't think Vegas will die because, again, I can't claim these things if I've never been there. Vegas is obviously, I mean, you're accepting professional sports teams now, so they're not going anywhere. But I do think that the people's concerns are real because I think people were fine to go to Vegas knowing that they were going to get their pockets emptied. But they were also going to Vegas to enjoy things that you just didn't get anywhere else, where you got, from what I'm told, my grandmother went to Vegas. Free meals, free rooms,
yeah.
Free drinks.
Free drinks. Hello.
Plenty of free drinks to get you plied with drinks so you could go and you could. And so it was like, hey, the flight is going to be less than $100 back and forth. I mean, this is back in the day. But they would tell me stories of the flight's going to be less than $100 back and forth. You're going to go there and you're just going to empty your pockets. The house always wins. So they don't care about giving you free booze and a free room and free food or a $195 buffet. They all win in the end. And somehow, and I think that it kind of goes with like the overcharging atmosphere that we kind of have here where somebody thought, well, you can just charge them and they're still going to come here. Well, now they're not coming there. So are you going to go back to basics? Are you going to go back to the cheap buffet? Can you do an $8 all-you-can-eat buffet or a $6, $7 all-you-can-eat buffet? Can you do free rooms and cheap drinks and things like that? I think they might have to because especially with sports betting going on, do I need to go to have that atmosphere? Because I really do think you and I could have an event and have a lot of fun. I don't even gamble, and you don't even gamble. I think we could have a lot of fun at the beginning of March Madness. Something like that if we wanted to. I know that's off the beaten path of what we were going to talk about, but I think that Vegas is a place that's going to become, if it continues this trend, I think they're going to become more and more desperate for the big event that people have to attend. People have to attend Super Bowls. They have to attend WrestleMania.
Yeah,
WrestleMania is a two-day event.
How does Cleveland get in the mix, especially when all we're ever told is we don't have enough hotels?
And all Vegas is hotels.
Yeah, I, and you know, the rotation already of the Super Bowl is Miami, New Orleans, Phoenix, right? Is mm-hmm. Dallas, is Jerry's World part of that rotation?
Yes.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but the weather can be dicey. Like they had an ice storm mm-hmm. like the last time. So it's still kind of, but they're part of the rotation.
And LA, yeah. Right? Is LA in the rotation?
Did you mention New Orleans?
Yeah.
Okay.
New Orleans is interesting because it's, you know, the stadium is so outdated. It's crazy to me that they still play Super Bowls there.
But I think it's still like the gem of the South. Have you been in New Orleans?
I've not been there.
Yeah, I've been.
What's the Superdome look like?
An old ass dome. But I mean, it's the same thing when we were talking about before they said they're building this dome for sure, right? I went and looked it up. It's over 50 years old. I didn't include it in my timelines. Just trying to average out like when this thing was going to get built. It's going to take like 3 years, 3 months. That's the average, right? Yeah. So they got to get it going by like May of next year to get it ready on time. And that's a time crunch to get it ready for the 2029 season for the Browns.
But yeah.
Yeah. The Superdome, using that because you get all the fanfare around it. It's free carnival, basically, right? Like Las Vegas, you're getting free carnival. Reasons for people to come in that the NFL doesn't have to set up their own shop and pay for. Yeah. In Cleveland right now, like, what else would the NFL have to do to make it a week-long thing? They'd have to do a lot.
Yeah, because you see that north lot, there was kind of a lot of infrastructure that had to be built to house it. Where, like, Chicago, I think you already had the pier. I mean, they're going to build their own stages and things like that. I get that. Like, Green Bay, did you see the build-out they had to do for that? I mean, it took them a football field just to walk for their build-out. And in places like that, I think you have natural points of gathering, natural points of mass gathering.
Well, I think what they like about New Orleans, because certainly the stadium's not something they like, but the fact that everything is in one place with New Orleans. Miami, that's not the case. You got people and events all the way spanning, 40 miles from Fort Lauderdale down to Miami.
Are those NFL-sponsored events, though?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, it's crazy. Okay. It's crazy to see how spread out. You had stuff on South Beach. You had stuff in Fort Lauderdale. You had stuff in Brickell. That's not good logistically for a great event. So maybe that explains the whole reason.
I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, to make sure that you're getting fans to come in. You're already, if you tell me we're going to New Orleans, like, I already know I am doing. If we go, Monday to Sunday or Monday to Monday morning leave, right? Okay. If I take this and this is my big vacation, I know Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's just me and Bourbon Street. And then Thursday, I'm getting into more of the NFL sanctioned things that go on around the Super Bowl. But there, you can promise me Bourbon Street, cool. You can't promise me a centralized, like South Beach, I guess you have some stuff, but we're not centralized there in Miami. Mm-hmm. Where in Cleveland is there going to be a promise of a Bourbon Street-esque thing? East Force fun, but it's not Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin.
Anywhere near.
West 6 was fun. It's not Bourbon Street.
Well, no, because they won't let you do anything there now.
25th was fun. I guess it's still fun. It's not Bourbon Street.
But it's kind of off.
You do wonder.
Hell, Memphis has a better location for that stuff than
Would more stuff open up if, like, today we got a guarantee for 2029 Super Bowl or 2030 Super Bowl? Would a lot of stuff open up, you think,
right now?
Like, would stuff kind of get set in motion?
Hopefully.
I think you have to establish some sort of, like, this is the place to be, right?
I think you'd want, I think some developers would come in and probably want to get in on the action.
We do have this, I forget what it was called now, but the big theater thing that they're building over here by Harry Buffalo that the Cavs are involved with.
But at the same time,
like, that area could become something.
Sphere? No, it's not Sphere.
No.
What's it called? Like Obelisk or something? I don't
remember. Comstar.
I don't remember. But think about this, though. I mean, you said, like, what do they build and how? So what, do we become all of a sudden an Olympic Village? Because if you have a Super Bowl in 2030, okay, where are all those people in 2031?
Yeah. I don't want just a bunch of empty buildings. I'd be interested to see what East Rutherford is doing with all the stuff that they did. You know, that's been a decade now, right? Or longer.
Can we turn those into, if you're not going to have the occupancy, do I turn those into houses? Obviously, probably overly expensive apartments.
How often has it been at Levi's?
I think this will be the second time.
Yeah, so that stuff can't be close to the stadium. I mean, the stadium's 45 minutes away from San Francisco, you know?
I think we'll have to pay attention to that, wouldn't we? Because it's not that, but I mean, you mentioned West 25th. You still got to go over the bridge.
Right.
To get over to West, or a couple of bridges to get over West 25th, depending.
There are rapid, you can get on the I mean, we're also talking 3.5 years out, and you can, that type of transit infrastructure can be altered by then.
That's true.
As long as ODOT approves it and they doesn't say
got it. You know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to dig out the old subways. Get them going again.
Let's go.
We had a subway system here once.
That's true.
And damn it, God willing, we can have it again. I was thinking about this. Because you guys were talking about, like, trips. I thought about this last night. I had a trip planned. If I have any regrets, Joey's going to like this. Joey's just a pup. If I have any regrets in radio at all, and I don't know if I regret this, I once planned an entire trip with me and my two buddies, Dylan and Matsy, his last name is Matsy, to go to New York City. And in one day, we were going to go to two baseball games. We were going to go to a day game at Yankee Stadium, and we were going to go to the nightcap at Shea. This is old stadiums, both
That's
of the old
awesome.
Stadiums.
Yeah, I like that idea.
And I put the whole thing together, found the accommodations, tickets, everything. And then I told you, I had a guy I worked with who got in legal trouble, and I was just a board op. And they were like, can you work? And I was like, yeah, I'll work. And I gave up, and they tore both those stadiums down, and they're gone. And I go, man, if they get rid of the American National League, is it special anymore with both of those stadiums or both of those teams? Maybe it is because you're playing two games in the same town. Like, I would go to New York for those two teams. I would maybe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Then go to Los Angeles. Now, I know that Anaheim is kind of out there. It's 7 minutes away from Disneyland, apparently. Mm. I know the Angels are kind of out there, but I would go for those teams. I wouldn't go to Chicago to see both the White Sox and Cubs. I'm good on. I'll just watch a Cubs doubleheader Wrigley Field. That's fine with me. But I look at what Major League Baseball is doing, and I support redrawing the districts of their. I support gerrymandering the divisions. I don't want to have the NFL drive everything, but I think that Pittsburgh is natural. I think you'll get more people at both towns. I think Cincinnati is natural. I don't think that Kansas City should be in the same division as the Guardians. I don't think that that Minnesota should be in the same division as the Guardians. I really don't think that even though the White Sox are a big city, I don't think the White Sox should be in the same division as the Guardians. I do think Detroit could be. All that put in, I don't think – I heard Boomer talk about it during a sports update. I think it's a bad idea to get rid of the American and National League. I think that they are two well-known brands. I think that you could – hey, if we end up being a National League team, it might take some getting used to. At one point, we were an NFL team or an NFC team, and then we became an AFC team, Art Modell. We became an AFC team. I was born into it, so I'm used to being in the AFC. We play NFC teams. I still have an allegiance to the AFC, I think. I still like the history. I still think I'd be, again, it might take some getting used to be a National League team, but I'm open to give anything a try. I still think that the National and the American League should exist. I think it's just good branding.
Well, do you think it should just be East versus West and call it American League and National League?
Yeah, and I would like that, but...
Four divisions total?
Yeah, but it also... What are you going to do with the cross-country trips? Because I think that they know it's a moneymaker that the Dodgers play here. Like, hey, you can go see Shohei Ohtani in Cleveland. You might wait a couple years, but you're going to see Shohei Ohtani in Cleveland. How do they do that?
Well, they changed that last year, though. We play everybody at home now. We play everybody at home.
I thought it was everybody every other year.
No, it's everybody every year you play
But I thought
that's why they've cut away from the division games. Like, you used to play almost anywhere from 17 to 21 division games. Now you play 12.
Well, you played 19 back in the day.
Right.
And then I know they changed it, but I thought it was like, okay, we play the Mets at home this year, and then we play the Mets at the road next year. I don't think we've hosted the Mets this year.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, you're playing every team every year.
Yes. Now. But the Guardians going to LA, like, people ain't here to see Ohtani. Yeah. So we just got our signals crossed there. So you get to see him every other year. I don't think that should be taken away. But that's still going to put the same strain of travel on the player. That's still going to put the same strain of all the other things, even if you have more regional formats.
Well, Manfred also talked about expanding the playoffs. How do you feel about that?
It's the one sport I really don't care for it in. I think we've reached a critical mass. I think we've reached the end of our expanding playoffs. Actually, you know what? I'm at the end of it. I'm at the end of all the sports expanding. It's not the one sport. I think I'm done with all of them. I think I'm done with the playoff. I think the playoffs have reached their crescendo now, and that you can't expand it any further. He might want to expand the playoffs because it's more interesting baseball that people want to watch, but you're still watering down your postseason, aren't you?
Well, it's where all their money. So much more money is made on the TV deal for the playoffs because that's when, even if they're competing against football, which is part of the problem.
Am I wrong, though?
Baseball.
I could be wrong because I say this all the time. You guys complain and then they kick off and you're going to watch. Say it all the time about football. Is there a point in baseball where you add too much? Because baseball, postseason baseball, you can go your whole season without watching another team other than who the Guardians play. You'll sit there at 1 o'clock if you're home and watch the Toronto Blue Jays host the Tampa Bay Rays in the wild card round.
Yeah.
That on TBS, like, that's kind of fun. And I think everybody does that. But if you add more of that, does it take away from it? Because the NBA, everybody's talking about watered down playoffs. I mean, you've said it yourself. There's always one or two not good teams that get into the NFL playoffs. An impassioned rant just happened from Zach Gelb about expanding the college football playoff. We always complain about bracket creep. You know how I feel about the NASCAR postseason, how much of a bleeping mess that is. Maybe baseball has it perfect right now with three wild cards.
Well, and they've went away from the win one, you know, when Francona was here first year, they made the wild card, but they lost
4-0.
Tampa, right? Yep. Danny Salazar started that game, I'm pretty sure.
It's Drupal Cabrera.
Yeah, it was a while ago. But now they go to it. Now at least it's a best of three in that first round, and it expands. That's what I do worry about is they go, hey, we're giving you more teams. Now you're a playoff team because you look at the AL right now. There's 15 teams in the AL. 13 of them have been in the playoff race all season. Two of them have not, you know. And so if you're going to expand it but then go, well, it's only a one-game playoff. Am I playing 162 to go lose that one game and it all be over because somebody didn't have it that day?
Yeah, I don't like that. And I also don't like that. I think baseball, hockey fans, I want you to forgive my ignorance here if I'm ignorant, but it seems to be you get a hot goalie and you could be an 8 seed and roll all the way into the Stanley Cup final.
It's happened.
And with baseball, I do think it's, well, we say, oh, just get in. Oh, look at the draw. You get a whole year to figure out who the best baseball team is. And I know that we've been on the short end of one really historic upset. But, man, I think you usually find out who the best baseball team is.
Yeah, the only good thing is you can roll over. They did not start the season as a good team this year, right? And they've been able to roll some of that over and make some changes to at least make the lineup more competitive now to go out and score four runs.
Yeah, but I don't like the luck factor playing into it as much. Now, if you add in more teams, there's just more teams, so maybe the cream would just rise to the top. But I don't believe in water.
Well, where do you think Cleveland's going to set in that then?
If we added four,
if we added four more teams and the cream's rising to the top, you think Cleveland's going to rise to the top just traditionally as a city and an organization?
I think you have a chance to not have sellouts in the postseason. I think it becomes kind of old hat for some folks. I mean, I think there is some form of playoff fatigue. I don't think you get it as much as football in the NFL, but I mean, in the NBA, after the Cavs won the championship, I mean, you talked about it. Ticket prices were not, they were high for the finals, but they weren't like.
Well, even that first round against Boston in 2018, they played Boston in the first round there?
Yeah, seats were available.
Detroit, I don't remember. Yeah, you could get it. We were looking that first Sunday, and you could get right in.
Yeah, seats were available. And I think if you had the Guardians, where I think the postseason should always be celebrated. And if they do make the postseason, I'll celebrate and I'll say it's been a fair season.
Making the postseason has always been really special in baseball. You know, when you think about how few teams used to get in when we were really young, and even if you go like 5 years before you were born or whatever, how different the playoff format was when we were really young, before we were born, way back when our parents, you know,
when they were young, only two teams
were going
made it.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Winning the pennant really meant something.
Winning a pennant was like winning a championship.
Yes. They celebrated being the runner up as much as they did because you at least won the league, right?
That's too few, though. That is too few.
But even then, it went to there was a East West for American League and National League, right? So you had teams in the West that weren't really in the West as they started to expand.
It is staggering that, you know, we've come to accept all of that in professional sports in this country, and yet the English Premier League, there is no playoff. The regular season is everything, and those regular season games are all like playoff games. Mm-hmm. That is what you get. It's a byproduct of not having a playoff, is that your regular season not only means more, it means everything. And that is one of the cool, I don't think anybody would want us to go that route, but that is one of the cool features that they have that we don't. And it is unfortunately
look at college football. Well, college football regular season used to mean a lot more than it did last year.
College football is still football, and we love football in this country.
But
and
I don't think
college
stinks.
Football does have pageantry. But what I loved most about college football is the games meant more than any other sport that I watch. And now that is no longer the case.
A game on November 4th could have been the most, you know, critical time of your life.
But I also...
And now it doesn't matter. If you're in the top eight right now, it doesn't matter.
It also annoyed me that you had to rely on convincing arguments to get into the final two in the BCS or to get into even the 14 playoff there. I didn't like that the timing of your loss. Ohio State should not be penalized more for losing to Michigan than losing to Virginia Tech just because it happened at the end of the year. What was the year West by God Virginia? West Virginia lost to a ranked team, didn't they, at the end of the year, and then didn't make it in the
was that
contention?
The 2007, the Pitt year?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Pitt was ranked at that time.
No,
I was thinking
of
another
backyard brawl.
It might have been a different year because I don't know how good Pitt was the year they lost the backyard brawl when they were really good.
No, I'm talking about the year that West Virginia, all they had to do was beat Pitt.
Yeah.
And go to the playoffs.
But I don't think Pitt was that good that year.
No.
Were they? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, the penalty fits the crime, then you lose the game. Because if you lose to unranked football teams at the end of the year, but if Ohio State and Michigan are both in the top 10 and you lose to Michigan or Michigan loses to Ohio State, I don't think that should keep you out of the postseason. But it used to because you could only allow two teams in, or it used to because you could only allow four teams in and you weren't going to put them both in. Now, every now and then there were exceptions to the rule, but you had to rely on also a bad football season for a lot of the other teams. So if you had a bunch of one-loss teams and you and Michigan were undefeated going into it, well, then you should be more than likely okay. But after that, I think that that's a bother. So I kind of like it now. I have to admit, I kind of like it now that there is a playoff and that if Ohio State goes out on August 30th in less than 2 weeks now, 2 weeks, Tone, less than 2 weeks, we're just over over a week and a half away from Buckeye football.
And Ohio State could lose by 30. And still does not mean anything.
Yeah, because they could go and they could go 11-1. They beat Michigan. My issue is the conference championships. If you add another four teams in, say you get to 16 teams, I think you need to do away with conference title games.
That's part of this plot is getting rid of the conference championship game, But the way that they're doing it so that they could preserve the amount of games and the money is by expanding the playoff.
Yes, which is fine. I think that I hate the conference championship games anymore. I used to really like them. I used to like watching the SEC one when I was a kid, or yeah, the Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship game when I was a kid. And now it's just like, they're overdone. Don't like them. There's a couple that are kind of fun. Like, I remember the American Conference used to have some shootouts back in the day with Memphis and a little bit of Cincinnati. I don't really like them anymore. And it's just like, hey, if you're going to expand to 16, great. Expand to 16. We all know it's coming. I don't think it should be more than that. I think Tony Petitti's nuts. But if you want to expand to 16, excellent. But get rid of the college football conference championships and add that, bake that in to the next four games that you're going to add in. You got Power Four. There's four games, right? Four teams right there. Boom, market. Four teams, two games, two extras after that. Boom, market in. Charge them more. Done.
Yeah, you wonder how much we've wondered about this in the past, but I think you are going to see it where there will be a year where a team might have to think about sitting their quarterback and best running back because they're already securely
exactly.
in the playoff.
So just play the playoff. Why would you want to sit? If Julian Sain has a great year, I'm going to sit Julian Sain in the Big Ten championship game if you're 12-0. Why?
And it's funny, your bye week, by virtue of getting the bye week, you don't get the home game, which I know you don't want to play as many games as possible, but look at Ohio State last year, how they were to gain all that momentum and gain all that confidence by having a home game against Tennessee, and it changed the course of history.
I agree with you, because I think that you still, if you don't play a championship game, you still can preserve what it's like to win a conference. Which before, I know the college football, before we were born, it was like, hey, win your conference, and then maybe you win a national championship. Which is crazy to think, but that's the way it was. And now it's that you win a national championship at all costs. Well, I'd still like to keep the conference championship to be a big deal. I think winning the Big Ten is still a big deal. It's one of the two most competitive conferences in college football. I would say if my favorite Big 12 team were to win the Big 12 championship, I'd be hooting and hollering. They had the chance to last year. Obviously, they didn't do so. But I think that if you add another team, add four more teams in, you got to get rid of them championship games. And that's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.